Hello, you're listening to Reedy Geeks, a Walt Disney World podcast. My name is Andrew, and I'm joined today by Goofy Guy JJ.
Howdy, folks.
If you have a good title for my co-host after listening to this episode, please send in your ideas to reedygeeks@gmail.com. In today's episode, the geeks share our bucket list for trip enhancements at Walt Disney World.
I really should have given like a Goofy impression, a little gorsh.
Today, we are going over our bucket list for trip enhancements. Now, JJ, what is a trip enhancement?
Okay, so it's kind of like an extra thing that Disney offers to their guests. You know, this could be something that's on top of being in the parks, maybe something that's behind the scenes a little bit. Maybe it's something that's like a special encounter or maybe going to a special place or location.
A tour.
A tour. And Disney has a lot of these things.
Yeah.
You go on their website, you go to like, what is it, special events and something.
Yeah.
And there's just pages of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, researching this, I found out about stuff that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't on my list, so spoiler alert for the list, but there's, at Animal Kingdom Lodge, there's a nighttime tour of their savannah, and they give you like night vision goggles.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was a thing. You can go horseback riding at the Wilderness Lodge. Like, there's all sorts of stuff that's just like, you wouldn't realize it, but you can do it.
The horseback riding is interesting. So that's at Fort Wilderness.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I said Wilderness Lodge
with
the brain fart.
The Circle D Ranch.
Yes. Right? Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. There are tons of things that you could do around Walt Disney World. And I'm convinced that, I mean, if you have the money, you can do it, right? Like,
right.
You could ask them, can I stand on top of Spaceship Earth like Mickey does in those promotional videos and get a drone to, like, take a picture of me up there? If you have the money and the liability insurance.
I was going
to
say, what kind of waivers are we signing over here?
They'll let you do it. They'll let you do it. Yeah, and a lot of those, too, come from the resorts. People kind of look over the resorts as a place where you could do extra things. You know, you mentioned the Animal Kingdom Lodge. I know the Wilderness Lodge has like tours where you'll be with like a park ranger, quote unquote park ranger, that will like explain all the different aspects of the Wilderness Lodge to you.
Some of the architectural features and all that, like this carving and this, you know, this chandelier came from this place. Animal Kingdom Lodge, I believe, does something similar as well, where there's people that will tell you what's going on, and also the artists in the store there that'll be doing the carvings and stuff.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I think live entertainment there.
Yeah, Disney does a really good job, especially in the resorts, of like having these little interesting pockets.
Yeah, the piano player at Grand Floridian. Something
right.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
So that's a trip enhancement. What's a bucket list? No, I'm just kidding. What's Walt Disney World?
What is a bucket list? Well, it's a movie. Morgan Freeman's in it, I think.
So, and we had this discussion, right, of what came first, the term bucket list or the movie bucket list?
I heard that the movie The Bucket List invented the term bucket list.
And I wholeheartedly disagree. I think it's been out there forever.
Yeah. I heard it was a Mandela effect that people said bucket list before the movie The Bucket List. That, like, that's literally what I heard.
Really?
But what do I know? I know nothing.
Well, if anyone knows the history of the bucket list, the term bucket list, please write in to reedygeeks@gmail.com.
Yes. Yeah.
Or if, because you probably all know us, text us and tell us, where did bucket list come from?
No, we got to keep them in the official channels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Otherwise, we won't read, you know, other people's text messages, so.
No.
Our friends and family. No.
No.
I ignore them.
Calm down, Rover. I was only kidding.
Okay. So we were going back and forth of whether we wanted to create a official Reedy Geek bucket list of trip enhancements. And then when we got together, we realized we had pretty separate lists. We had a different list.
Yeah, there's not too much overlap. So maybe we should just get right into it. We each did our top five,
mm-hmm.
our most wanted things that we would like to do but haven't done yet. I'm sure during this we'll talk about some of the things we have done.
Yeah.
That would qualify as these trip enhancements that might be on your list and maybe should be on your list.
Club 33 doesn't count.
Yeah.
I mean, because wouldn't that be on everyone's bucket list? Isn't that the number one bucket or number one item in a bucket list is Club 33?
Right. Club 33 or Golden Oak, right?
Yeah. Golden Oak would be.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll start us off here. And on my number one of my bucket list is boating on the Seven Seas Lagoon.
Is that your most wanted one, like number one? Or is that just like the first? Is this like in no particular order?
No, it's in no particular order. Yeah,
okay.
Okay. But I really do want to do this. And I remember when I was growing up staying at Fort Wilderness, all of the, that's on Bay Lake, but all of the resorts and resort areas on Bay Lake and Seven Seas always had those little speedboats. And so I have driven those speedboats, but I've always wanted to drive the pontoon boat. And I want to like take the pontoon boat, just like throw anchor in front of Magic Kingdom and like crack open a beer. I mean, wouldn't that be amazing? And like not going with someone from Disney, like I think you can drive it yourself. And I think that would be awesome.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Don't have too many beers or you might end up on Discovery Island trying to break in.
Well, no, no, yeah. We would have a designated driver going back. But yeah, that would definitely be number one. I know they do firework shows and everything like that. But
yeah, I've seen that, and that's been something that I've always kind of thought, oh, maybe that should be on my bucket list. But I can't imagine that the experience on the boat would be better than the one thing that I have done with the special fireworks, which is the dessert party where you get the special viewing area right on the green in Walt Disney World. I'd highly recommend that if you are firework people. Mm-hmm. Or dessert people, or just want to have a couple beers at the end of the day in the Magic Kingdom before you watch the fireworks.
Yeah, so there's alcohol, right?
Yeah, it's champagne, wine, and beer. Limited options of beer. But you know what? It was pretty nice.
Yeah.
It was pretty nice.
Yeah.
I'll do my first one of these five, and I'm going to keep it small. This isn't even an expensive thing to do. This, I feel like anyone that's interested in this should do this, and I probably should have already done this in my life. The Behind the Seeds tour at Living with the Land.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you go into all of the greenhouses and the fish hatchery, and you get to walk around, and you have a tour guide that explains how they grow this stuff. It's basically like a more in-depth version of the ride, which to me is very exciting. And to the people that love the ride and love learning about agriculture and other stuff, I'm sure that people would love it. And it's pretty affordable. I think it's only like $40 a person or something like that.
Yes, I just looked it up. Yeah, it's $40 to $45.
Yeah.
That's so cheap.
That's right, like why haven't I done that before?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, usually because if I'm in Epcot, I'm spending a lot more money around the World Showcase.
We should absolutely do this. Yeah. I feel like this would also like finally prove to me that it's not just a sham living with the land. You know what I mean? Like that those greenhouses aren't just like up for display.
Oh no, because it's different every time. Why would it be a sham? You think you just wheel in different fake greenery?
I don't know. There's always plantains. There's always the fishery always has only two shrimps in it, you know.
Same two shrimp.
It's the same two shrimps. I don't know. Are they real shrimp? We don't know. No, but I think
animatronic shrimp. Somehow I think that would be a lot harder to maintain than real shrimp.
In water. Yeah. They're in water. And they move too, so. Yeah. But yeah, I would love to do that too.
Yeah, yeah. It feels weird, like knowing that it's not crazy expensive and that I still haven't done it.
We should do the Geeks Go Behind the Seeds.
That sounds like a good episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I'd be very into that.
Okay, so my second one, and I think this is on yours as well, so maybe we could tackle it together. A VIP tour.
Oh, yeah. How is it not on your bucket list?
Well, it's not on Sean's bucket list.
Well, maybe Sean needs to get a taste of the good life.
I guess Sean's not here to defend himself. But yeah, I think that if you were to do it, I think he would realize the value of it.
Yeah, I think you'd have to
pay for him.
Our Venmo account is
at Reedy Geeks.
Yeah, try. Yeah, use the email address. If we get money, we'll probably set up an account.
You know, I did have from that episode where we were like, you know, oh, if you could sponsor us going on a VIP tour, I did get someone to send me a dollar.
Oh.
They want in now.
Now we're cooking with gas.
It was Brian from Long Island.
Brian from Long Island. Sounds like he wants to be one of the four people we bring along on our VIP tour.
It's going to need a couple more dollars than one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a couple. But yeah, we were talking about VIP tours, and I think there are a few situations in which the VIP tour, not to say that it's not expensive or whatever, but I see a few scenarios where it is worth your money. If you have people that are, you know, hell-bent on maximizing the ultimate ride day, I think that's a really good use of it. And you've got 10 people that are willing to do it. I really think it's not crazy, especially when you consider Premier Passes at Magic Kingdom alone is $400.
Yeah.
So, you know, 10 people on a $6,000 day, it's $600. So you see, it's only a little bit more. You get a cool tour guide and you get a taste of the good life.
Yeah, so a VIP tour, in case anyone missed our previous episode, is a private tour from a guide at Disney.
In a plaid vest, so that's kind of
a sign that you're that this is a tour.
Yeah, so you'll every once in a while you'll see a cast member with a group of people. And that he'll be guiding a group of people and he'll be wearing a plaid vest.
Yeah.
That's usually the VIP tour guy.
And this is your guide, but it's also like your concierge, right? Like anything mm-hmm. you want, they get for you. And they'll get you on to the rides immediately.
Multiple times
as often as you want to. If you want to go on Dumbo all day long, you can do that. But then they can also hop you or throw you into a van and drive you off to another park.
That sounds scary the way you said it. I feel like I'm being blindfolded and thrown in there.
It says free Mickey bars on the side.
Okay. Maybe I'll check this van out.
But they'll drive you all over the property and to wherever you want to go. They can go behind stage, so they'll park in parking lots that's for employees, and you can go in through the back, breaking the all the magic. But hey, listen, for that type of access would be great.
And I think that's kind of part of the experience, right? Is that you want to see behind the walls too, right? And you want the tour guide. The tour guides are also really, really knowledgeable. They know tons about the parks and the history of Walt Disney World, and you'll get a lot of information from them as well if that's something you were interested in, which
yeah.
we would definitely be, and I think we would completely maximize our time with a tour guide.
Yeah.
Money, please!
Okay, so I guess that counts as mine and yours, but do you want to go with the next one?
Yeah, I'll start us off with the next one. And I actually think this is one thing that you've done before. And it's the Savor the Savannah experience
at
Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
It just seems like a really nice thing to do in the middle of the day at Animal Kingdom. You get to go onto the Savannah. There's like, is there like a feeding, right, or something in there too?
So it's a private tour of the Savannah, and then halfway through the ride, when you get to the open Savannah area, where it's like, there is a viewing pavilion that's higher than everything else, right? And so they drive you up there, and up there there's like a bar, there's food up there for you, nice seats, and you have a perched view of the entire Savannah and all the animals walking around and everything like that. And then they have someone that's from the caregiver group of cast members that come and will answer all your questions about any of the animals and give you in-depth explanations of what they do for the animals and everything. And then they take you around back and show you the lions.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you walk over this little bridge and you can see the lions. Unfortunately, when I went, like, we got into the car, we started driving, and it immediately downpoured. And so we didn't see any, we didn't really see that many animals when we were up in the pavilion area. We did see the giraffes playing with each other. That was fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because they like to come out in the rain.
It cools them off.
Yeah. But it's a great experience, and it's very reasonably priced.
Compared to some of the other stuff
yes.
on this.
So. And the fact that you get food and drinks on this, and alcohol, food and alcohol.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so my third one is not quite one that is offered by Disney, but just staying at the Four Seasons that's on property. I would love to do that. That's kind of a bougie one.
Yeah, but the VIP tour isn't bougie at all.
Oh, yeah, that's true. yeah, but that's offered by Disney. This is like, you know, you could just stay there. You know, you could just stay there. But I don't know if there's any... Like, if you get anything from staying there, it is considered a staying on property. Those people get the perks just like if you were staying at, like, the Contemporary or something like that.
That's got to be so much nicer than staying at the Contemporary.
It's, yeah. our honorary geek, Michael, stayed there one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was very nice, he said.
Yeah, maybe if you weren't already spending on DVC.
I know. So,
you should have done that before you signed up. Yeah. Or maybe on the trip where you signed up.
Yes. Been like, I'm spending this amount of money anyway. I might as well spend a little bit more and stay at Four Seasons. I actually have been thinking that there are things I wish I did before getting DVC, just because the likelihood of me doing it now is not, you know, not very likely. Like, I never stayed at Port Orleans.
Right, and why would you stay at Port Orleans
now
when you've already got points to stay at similar resorts and better resorts?
Yeah, yeah. Right. But yeah.
But why? But you don't need to stay there to spend
time there.
To spend an afternoon there or whatever. Yeah. You know.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Okay, so your fourth one?
Yeah, so my fourth one is going to be as soon as every Disney fan learns that the Utilidors exist in the Magic Kingdom, they say, I wonder what that's like. So this one is the Keys to the Kingdom tour, which is in Magic Kingdom. It's pretty extensive, and it shows you the Utilidors.
Yeah.
I know it's probably not that exciting to just be in, like, a hallway, but it would be nice to say that I did it. I did a similar tour, the Walk in Walt's Footsteps tour at Disneyland for my mom's birthday one year, and that was really cool.
Do they take you up into the apartment?
So typically they do take you into his apartment, but for this one, because it was a special anniversary, they actually took us into the big apartment that's above Pirates. Oh. That he really never finished. He was building it so that his family could stay in Disneyland, because his apartment is just like a studio. It's like a one bedroom. Mm-hmm. Like he couldn't bring his family there. It wasn't enough room. So this one was a full, like, three bedroom suite.
Just picture, like, Walt's wife, like, if it was this day and age, like, texting him, like, where are you? And you're like, leave me alone. I'm staying at Disneyland. There's no room for you here. I'm staying at Disneyland.
There's no room. Maybe you can sleep on the Lily Bell.
It just seems like, you know, it's so weird. It's so weird.
It's strange.
Like, just the idea that he built this, like, world for himself, this, like, playground mm-hmm. area for himself, and he wants this. It's like a fort. It's his fort. He wants to, and it's like, no girls allowed. Hangs that up on a door.
Yeah. So this area above Pirates, they use it now for really, like, bougie dinner experiences, and they had just finished using it for, like the year, like, you know how you can stay in Cinderella's castle if you win a contest?
Yeah.
This is Disneyland's version of that.
Okay.
It's this big suite, beautiful. And every room has these little, like, not animations because it's not drawn, but, like, the room does stuff. Like, you flip a switch and, you know, it like plays a song and it and the pictures start moving and the, this happens.
That's cool.
And like there's like three or four rooms where this happens in. Every room has like a signature thing, and the bedrooms have little fireworks shows. So like each bedroom has its own like Walt would call it like a good night kiss. That's why he loved having the fireworks at the end of a night. It was like to send people off with a, you know, a really nice thing, like a kiss good night.
Yeah.
And he put them in the rooms of this place. It's really amazing. Right now they use it for fancy dinners. And I guess if you have enough money, I'm sure they probably would still rent it out to you for the night.
Yeah.
But it was one of those, like, you could win a contest and you'd stay there sort of thing, very similar to sleeping in Cinderella's castle in Disney World. So I did not go in his apartment, but I did go in that, and that was really, really cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I could see, Uncle Jesse staying there.
Oh yeah, what's Stamos? His
name? Yeah, John Stamos. Yeah, just because he's such a huge Disney fan.
I know he is.
Yeah.
Oh, he's. Yeah, I'd imagine. Yeah, he probably has, or he's at least done the dinner thing. He's probably seen that room.
Yeah.
Have mercy.
Okay, so my number four is diving at the seas. So going.
Doing dive quests.
Yeah, dive quests. That's what it's called. Dive quests.
Yeah, you know, one of my friends actually is one of the dive masters at Dive Quest.
Does she listen to the show?
I am not sure, but she does. Hi, Tristan.
Reach out to us, Tristan.
We could probably do a whole episode on Dive Quest.
Yeah,
she can convince you to go do it.
I mean, I thought it was with dolphins, though.
No, it's in the tanks. It's in the, you know, the main, like, the big tanks. Yeah. So,
well, sharks is cool, too. I'm not complaining that there's no dolphins. Well, and they removed the dolphins now anyway. They got relocated.
Because the tanks were too small?
I don't know why they did it, but they got rid of the dolphins.
Dolphins need a lot of room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be why. But that would be cool, I think, to be in there. And I want to be in the tank where... The people from Coral Reef are eating, and I want to go down there.
You want to have your Corey Matthews moment?
Yes.
And you're trying to win Topanga back?
Oh, man, I can't wait to do that episode where we just go into all of the shows.
Oh, talk about all the shows, like what the best – that's a good episode. That would be a really good episode. What are the best TV episodes that feature Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be really good. That Boy Meets World episode has to be way up there.
Yeah.
Up there.
How funny would it be, though, if you just spent, like, you spend the whole time, the instructor, like, wants to take you around and go to the fish, like, no, I want to just stare at people eating. Like, just freak them out. Maybe pretend that you're losing air and, like, you know, see what their reactions are.
Yeah, fun. That's real safe.
That's
real safe, scuba diving behavior. I also think you probably gotta get scuba certified first. So,
oh, you do, yeah.
That's fine. We can figure that out. Again, readygeeks@gmail.com.
Your fifth one.
My last one is one that I wanna cross off. Probably the most feasible besides behind the scenes is I want to do a nighttime holiday ticketed event.
Nice.
I've never done Mickey's Not So Scary. I've never done the Christmas, Very Merry Christmas. You know, even Jollywood Nights sounds really good.
Jollywood Nights is completely forgot about it when making this list, but I want to do that so bad.
I think any of those I'd be very happy with. I think Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween might be tops, just because I think I could convince Sam, because they have a lot of Sanderson sisters and unique parades and nighttime shows, and then Low Lines at Tiana's Bayou Adventure. I think those are all winning.
Yeah.
That's a winning formula.
Yeah.
To be like, let's spend $180 on something.
And I think there's more to do at the Halloween one than at the Christmas one.
Right. So the Halloween one... if you want to go on the rides, it's actually more of a, there's more stuff to divert people away from the lines of the rides, because there's a lot of like trick-or-treating stuff, and
maybe we
wouldn't want to see all the parades that are there or whatever, you know, like we would probably rather go on some of the rides.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I would want to do Jollywood so bad.
Yeah.
I think that would be great.
Yeah, I've heard very good things, with the exception of the very first time they ran it.
Right.
I've heard it's really good, and it's the same reason why I think Premiere Pass at Hollywood Studios is something you might want to look into to make a trip special. Jollywood Nights is also something you should do, because anytime you can get less lines at Tower of Terror, at Minnie and Mickey, at Rise of Resistance, it's probably worth spending a little extra.
Well, and I think that you could do, I think they have throughout the year, don't they have like ticketed events?
Yeah, they'll have different ones that aren't
parties. They're not parties. They're just like, you know, you can spend $100 to be here 2 hours after closing or something like that, right?
Yes. Yeah. So it's not, it's almost like the holiday parties, but without the holiday theming.
Yeah.
And there's special shows.
There's no special shows. There's nothing special going on. It's just the, it's open for you.
The park closes early to the public.
Yeah.
And it's open late for these special tickets.
Basically, Disney gets to sell the park out twice.
Yeah, they double dip.
Yeah. Oh, but the Jollywood Nights. And I know this is, it's not on my list, but now I wish it was. The thing I really want about that is, I wouldn't even go on the rides. Like the ambiance of jazzy Christmas.
Oh, yeah. But that's right by Tower of Terror. You would go on Tower of Terror and then hang out there.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. Yeah, I would go on Tower of Terror. And last year, I think they had like a jazz club in the exit area of Tower of Terror.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like that. Yeah.
You'd go on Tower of Terror and then you'd hang out there.
Yeah.
Or you'd do it so that you'd figure out how to end there.
Yeah.
Let me go do the three rides that I want to do, and then I'll ride Tower of Terror, and then I'll hang out at that space.
Yeah, because that's my favorite part about Hollywood Studios in general, is that old-timey Hollywood theme.
Mm-hmm.
And like Christmas time, it works perfect for that. Emily and I have Hollywood Studios Christmas music on during Christmas season all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you could find that on Spotify.
It's on Spotify?
Yep.
I'll have to put that on soon, because I think my household is having its holiday overlay happening pretty soon.
Nice. Cool. All right. My fifth one is Epcot Boat Fireworks. So I didn't want to do Magic Kingdom fireworks, because I think you're too far away. But if you get the Epcot Boat Fireworks package, you take a pontoon boat from Boardwalk or the Yacht and Beach Club, and they literally bring you into the lagoon area, and you're beyond the bridge that's going from UK to France. Like, they bring you in.
So you're in Epcot.
You're in Epcot on those pontoon boats. And then the fireworks go off, and then they go right back out. So if you are at least, I don't know if Illuminous does this, but they did it for Illuminations. They did it for Harmonious, for Epcot Forever. Maybe not Epcot Forever, because those had
Like the jet skis. The jet skis.
They may not have done it for that.
Watercrafts around already.
But if you are in the Epcot, if you're in the UK area or the France area after the show's done, you'll see them leaving and going back. Or sometimes we're walking back to Boardwalk if we were staying at Boardwalk.
Right.
And you see them.
You see the pontoons. That's really cool.
And I just think that it must be such a unique view. You know, from the water.
Especially with this new show, because it's so about the fireworks now.
Yeah.
Where, you know, Harmonious.
That would have been a terrible view for Harmonious, actually.
Right.
Yeah. Yes,
exactly. You would have been like, I wish I saw the show.
Yeah. I had no idea what was going on.
Glad I spent that money to see like half of a water screen. Like.
Yeah. Oh, man, that music is so good, though.
The best. That is a killer soundtrack, Harmonious.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, that's my five. Did you get five?
I did my five. My five are Behind the Seats, Savor the Savannah, a nighttime holiday ticketed event, the Keys to the Kingdom tour, and a VIP tour.
And my five are Boating on the Seven Seas Lagoon, like me actually driving the boat, VIP tour, Staying at the Four Seasons, Diving at the Seas. So what'd you call that? Dive Quest?
Dive Quest.
Dive Quest. And then the Epcot Boat Fireworks Tour. I like to do
nice.
That. Yeah.
We had pretty different lists.
Yeah.
I think that also speaks to how many exciting experiences there are in Disney World, though.
Right? Right.
Yeah.
And how they will literally do anything as long as you have the money.
That's called capitalism.
I love it, baby.
Too bad he's not reading the Help Wanted ads.
Okay, Andrew, you got a little time for a game?
Yeah, we got some time.
Okay, Andrew, I got a little game for us. We've played this before. It is a $15 fantasy draft. We are going to draft a day at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Funny, we were just talking about Disney Hollywood Studios.
If my memory serves me well, I think I had a tough time with the understanding the rules here of the draft of getting to $15, right?
Yes. So you can get to $15 however you want. There are $5 tier rides, $4 tier rides, $3 tier rides, $2 tier rides, and $1 tier rides. So you have to pick five rides.
Okay.
And you can leave money on the table if you'd like, but you have to have five rides.
Okay.
So you can't go over 15 and you have to have five rides.
16 is not okay.
16 is invalid.
Okay.
Invalid, and it's an automatic win for me.
I don't just get to repick? No? Okay.
All right.
So $15 fantasy day at Hollywood Studios. Okay, and if you're listening to this and think to yourself, I wish I could see the list, head on over to Instagram,
yep,
at Reedy Geeks. There's going to be, we're going to post that in our post for this episode, the list out there.
And you can tell us how bad our days are.
Yeah, and what you would have chosen.
Yeah. Okay, so since I made the list and I am a benevolent game master, I will let you go first.
Ah, and a gentleman.
Sometimes.
I'm going to go into the $5 category. Well, and if you don't have Instagram, maybe we should... Or you don't have access to it. Maybe you're driving right now, right?
Oh, let's just read the whole list.
Let's read what the list is, right?
Okay, so at the $5 tier, we have Tower of Terror, Rise of the Resistance, and Minnie and Mickey's Runaway Railway. At the $4 tier, we have Toy Story Midway Mania, Rock and Roller Coaster, and Slinky Dog Dash. At the $3 tier, we have Millennium Falcon, Smuggler's Run, Star Tours, and Fantasmic. At the $2 tier, we have Alien Swirling Saucers, the Indiana Jones Stunt Show, and the Beauty and the Beast musical. And lastly, at the $1 tier, we have the Frozen Sing-Along, One Man's Dream, aka Walt Disney Presents, and the Disney Junior Dance Party. Can't wait to take that with my first pick.
Well, the kids need to go somewhere. Right. Well,
yeah, but this is our day. So
it's our day. Yes. Okay. And that was another thing too about this last time. This is a day that we're gonna spend there.
This is a day you're spending,
yes,
at Hollywood Studios. So okay, what things would do you want to do and pick?
We should follow this up with like a video, a Instagram reel of us doing these things one day.
Oh. Okay.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, we might not be able to get to that for a few months, but
if we left now, we could be down there in 20 hours. All right. So what am I going to take first? Well, I'm going to go with a $5 because last time I went with a $3 one and I kind of completely, I wish I hadn't done that. I'm going to go with Tower of Terror. And I know that's your favorite one there. Where are you going to take that?
I mean, those are the $5 tier. Those three rides are three of probably my five best rides.
I was thinking Rise because, I mean, it's just such a great ride. But Tower of Terror, like being the landmark of Hollywood Studios,
it's the icon.
Yeah, yeah, and it's such a thrilling ride too.
It almost feels like you haven't gone to the park if you haven't gone on that ride.
Yeah. So, okay, lock it in. $5, Tower of Terror.
I'm going to be quick, and I'll just say I'm going to go with a $5 ride as well, and I'm going to grab Rise of the Resistance just because it's outstanding. There's nothing about that ride that isn't basically perfect when it's in A mode.
yeah. Until those cannons move again.
Oh, gosh, when those cannons moved, it was... unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, it's still incredible. You know, even that ride in B-mode is...
That's going to be our Yeti.
I hope not. I hope they fix that.
Yeah.
I guess, but when would they ever be able to shut it down?
No, they make too much money off of it.
Right.
They'll never shut that down.
Right.
And repair
it. They make probably, what, 40 grand, 50 grand just in line cutting?
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes these rides, they need to go down for, like, months in order to get maintenance up on them, but they'll never be able to do that. So I'll always have bad reliability. Your day is going to have poor reliability.
That's right. My day is going to have poor reliability. It's your turn.
At least mine, they can shut down one tower, like one of the elevators.
Which they have done, right? Yeah. It was like that for a while, and the lines got real crazy on Tower of Terror.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go with another $5.
Oh, you snake.
Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to go double five again.
I'm doing double five because the Tower of Terror is the thrill, and now I want the easy, everyone can ride it. It's not just a kid's ride, right? It's not just for kids, for adults too. It's a dark ride, trackless dark ride, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Oh my gosh.
I blew up your plans.
You blew up
here.
My whole plan.
There's got to be a good
I even thought about doing it in a sneaky way. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to be a little snake because you have to now, right? You have to take a $1. At least one. $1.
Five. I have five.
And five is 10 bucks. So you got to three. You got to do three rides with $5.
Oh, because I have to take five rides.
Yeah. You have to take one, and I'm going to snake the best $1
from
you.
Why do I never understand these rules? Well, how can I?
If you're going to be a snake, I'll be a snake. I'm going to take one man's dream at the $1 spot.
All right. You know what? We're going to be singing Frozen. That's fine.
Maybe.
The kids need to go somewhere. All right, the kids need to go somewhere.
It's your day.
Oh, it's my day. Damn it. I keep on forgetting about that, too. Oh, all right. That was very sneaky.
Yeah, I'm very, very sneaky. So One Man's Dream is a nice movie about Walt's life, and there's like a museum in the beginning part, too.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the better ways to kill some time in that park.
The history guy in me always loves going in there.
Yeah, and I don't go every time, and I think that makes it special.
Yeah, yeah. But they really could update it. They could, like, put stuff in there from the Disney archives.
What was Walt doing in the 80s? Feels like it stops real abruptly in the 60s. I don't know what happened.
Okay, so now I have to do... I guess I can't do a four, because...
No, you can't do a four.
I can't do a four. Okay, so... $5, and I can't even do a 3 and a 2.
Right.
I would have to do a 3.
If you take a 3, you have to take 2 1s.
Oh, no.
Or you could do 2 2s and a 1.
Oh, this was terrible. Oh, no. Like,
that's why I took One Man's Dream.
Oh, man.
You know, I thought about taking One Man's Dream with, like, the first pick.
The first, because you knew that.
Because I knew how thin it gets at the $1 spot.
And at the $2 spot is, like, all right, you know what? I'm going with, because I just gotta take it. I can't take 2 1s. I can't take Frozen and Disney Janice Jr. I can't do that. So that means that I know I have to take one of them, but I'm not going to take both of them. I refuse to take both of them. So I know that means that I can't take a 3. So I'm going to have to take, I'm going with Beauty and the Beast, because indie stunt show, you can only really watch it once and then, like, you're kind of done. Beauty and the Beast is a great show.
Yeah, it is. It's a really great show. Great actors, great music.
Yeah.
I wish it wasn't outside.
Is it outside in the sun?
No, it's in the shade.
It's in the shade. Okay.
And there's fans and stuff. So it's not the worst, but, you know, 100 degrees and humid in the summer.
If this is my day, then I get to choose when I'm going.
Right.
And I'm going in January. So just to let everyone else know, the $2 line was Swirling Saucers, Indie Stunt Show, or Beauty and the Beast. And so I'm taking Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, so
this just goes to show you how top-heavy Hollywood Studios is and how much of a problem it is.
Yeah, because all the best rides are excellent. And yeah, then there's a real drop-off because it's just shows. And a lot of the shows are good. And I purposely left off Muppets 3D because we'd be fighting over it.
Oh, yeah, that's on there.
Yeah, purposely left it off.
Where would you have put it? On the $3?
It would have been in the $3. Mm-hmm. It would have been on the $3. Because if it was at a $2, people would have taken it. Have you taken your $1 one yet?
I took... No. No, I haven't taken my $1 yet. No. Don't do it.
I realized something. I can take 2 4s if I take 2 1s. So I'm going to take the Frozen sing-along at the $1. And then I get my choice of the 4s.
Okay.
And I get two of the 3 4s.
Okay. Good for you. Good for you, JJ. You're gonna be having a great day, huh? Great day.
I mean, they tell some jokes at that Frozen sing-along.
I've never done it before.
It's basically two actors doing a retelling of the Frozen movie,
mm-hmm.
and it ends with a sing-along of Let It Go with, like, bubbles and stuff.
Okay.
But the people, the actors that do the retelling, you know, it's theme park humor, but it's not funny.
Right. All right. So I need to take a 2 and a 1.
Yep.
I'm just going to jump in there since my 1 is already decided. And I mean, I think we have to find out if I could legally do the junior dance party.
That's a real big booby trap. I mean, maybe should I amend it?
Should
the Disney Junior Dance Party be the Mickey cartoon and the Potato Land exhibit?
Yes, please. I don't want to go to jail. No, yeah, Potato Land. I'll definitely do Potato Land. But here's the problem with the Disney Dance Junior Party or Junior Dance Party. I don't have a child, right? So if I go in there and dance, that's weird, right?
Yeah, and if you go in there and watch.
And watch, it's even weirder. It's a no-win situation. Is it like something where I just have to scan my magic band and then leave? Could I just do that? I mean, okay, so if you're switching it to Potato Land, I would appreciate that.
Yeah, you can go to Potato Land.
Okay, but I'm gonna jump on my number. Well, you're getting your 2 4s, so it doesn't matter what.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, you just gotta stay in budget.
All right, so I'm doing my number one. For $1, I'm going to see a show, Mickey. I've never done that either.
It's a little. Oh, that's definitely better than the Mickey Jr. The Disney Jr. dance party. It's a little. It's a little Mickey short, and then there's a little nod to the short where Goofy wants to go to Potato Land, which is a potato-themed Disneyland, basically. It's seems funny. Like, it's seems a, like it's they were, a very goofy thing to do.
They were tripping on something when it came
Well, have
that.
You seen the new animation Mickey stuff besides going on Runaway Railway?
So I was going to say, is it the new animation or is it the old animation?
New animation. New so animation. It's that style of...
I don't love that style.
No, but the humor is
more
contemporary.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's not a bad time.
But the Goofy looks like he's
terrible.
Homeless
Goofy looks so bad.
Yeah.
It's such a disservice to the Goof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm doing Potato Land, and you're up.
Okay. So I've got $8 left and 2 rides to pick. So I'll start off with a great ride, maybe the most re-rideable ride, Toy Story Midway Mania.
All right.
There's nothing bad about that ride.
No, that is a great ride, and I love smoking my wife on that. I just crush her every time.
Do you know all the like the little secrets and stuff? Like,
I know no secret.
Oh, you don't even... So I've watched some of those videos of like... You can watch videos on YouTube where like... These real experts go in there and they show you how to get like $400,000 on the ride or whatever.
Wow.
I mean, you can watch it. You still won't get $400,000, but it will let you get to like $200,000.
I know how to max out the Buzz Lightyear to get the 9999999 and then you're the Galactic Hero.
Oh, yes. Right, because that's really just about hitting specific spots.
Yeah, yeah, that's easier to do.
Yeah, but in Midway Mania, every game has a little bonus within it that you can, like, trigger to maximize your points.
Okay.
And it's these guys go in detail on YouTube and stuff. It's really cool. And, you know, if you need to kill time when you're online for it, you watch one of those and you hop in and all of a sudden your score goes up by like 100,000 points.
That's awesome. I'm going to do that. And, oh, darn, Emily's going to listen to this. I was going to say, I want to keep this a secret from Emily. And then
the next time you go.
Yeah.
But she'll benefit too, because if she's next to you, unless you go in a larger group and she's like on a different screen than you.
No, she's always
because the
to me.
Person next to you is going to benefits from unlocking the things, because the whole screen is interactive.
Oh, really?
So, like, you can make, you know, the alien ring toss. If you hit all the aliens at once, all the ones in the middle, it turns into this like robot mouth, and the mouth opens up, and you just dump tons of rings in it.
Oh my god!
You can make the volcano erupt in the dinosaur balloon popping thing, and when the volcano erupts, all the lava is just hundreds of balloons that you just like boom, 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 and grab tons of them.
So every
scene has like some extra little bonus thing, except for the plates. But the plates, they tell you like, oh, if you look here and here, big money plates get tossed over there. And like, so just aim in that direction.
Yeah.
And you'll pick up points. But yeah, so each one has a bonus, and I forget some of the other ones.
Well, that seems awesome. I'm going to look that up and do that and take advantage of that next summer.
Yeah, you guys, if your scores are usually like in the low hundreds, you could probably get to 200,000.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so my last pick is going to be a number two here. I have the choice between Swirling Saucers and Indie Stunt Show. And honestly, I think Swirling Saucers is kind of fun. You know,
it's a ride.
Go on at once, you know.
I mean, you need to go on a third ride. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, you don't want to go to three shows in one day.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then for my last pick, and in the $4 bracket, I have a choice between Rock and Roller Coaster and Slinky Dog Dash. So I'm definitely picking Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah, I mean, if you have the choice between Rock and Roller Coaster or Slinky Dog, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Rock and Roller Coaster is great. Great pre-show.
Yeah.
Great launch. Only place you can go upside down in Disney World.
Yep.
It's got a lot going for it.
Wait a minute. I love that idea.
All right, so I have Tower of Terror and Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. And from there, I am pretty much done.
You got two big ones out of the way.
Two good ones, and then I go and see Beauty and the Beast, which is
still a good day.
Still a good day. Go on Swirling Saucers.
Okay.
And then go to Potato Land, which is better
than
Gang
Arrested.
You know
what? It's a lot better than the Disney Junior Dance Party. Seeing the Disney Junior Dance Party at the end of that would have been
rough.
Pretty rough. Okay. So my day, the better day, is Rise of the Resistance, Toy Story Midway Mania, Rock and Roller Coaster.
It's so much better.
The Frozen Sing-Along.
the Frozen Sing-Along.
And then One Man's Dream.
One Man's Dream. If Potato Land was there, I almost feel like you should get Potato Land because you took Frozen Sing-Along without knowing that the Potato Land was there.
Was going to be an option.
And so then that would mean I would end the day at the Frozen Sing-Along and you would end your day at Potato Land. I think that's probably fair, but... That's not how it went, so, you know.
Right. I'll let you keep it. I extended you the courtesy of not going to the Disney Junior Dance Party.
And again, getting arrested.
We don't know that, but you would probably be on a list.
I'd probably be asked not to come back. Oh, man. So, depending on what you guys like, which day you would have wanted to go on, let us know how badly you want to go on JJ's day by writing in at readygeeks@gmail.com or looking for our show post.
Go on the Instagram. Tell us how we messed up our days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, Sean, you want to take us out? Sean? Sean? Sean?
Oh, didn't show up.
Oh, man. And he'll never hear this.
No, definitely will not.
All right, JJ, you want to take us out?
That'll do for today's episode of Reedy Geeks. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. You can check us out on all social media platforms at Reedy Geeks, and we'll see you again soon.
I believe in you. Bye-bye.
This week's Honest Send-Off comes courtesy of Patches from Average Joe's.
If you have an Honest Send-Off that you want played at the end of one of our episodes, please submit an audio clip to us via our email address, reedygeeks@gmail.com. Reedy Geeks, a Walt Disney World podcast, is hosted and executive produced by Andrew Schopey, Sean Murphy, and J.J. Hefner. Music and audio engineering by J.J. Hefner. Voyage.